What's your rating for 2012?
2012, looking forward, it's going to be a good year, guys.
You gave it a 7.5, right?
What?
You gave 2011.
2011.
What do you give 2012?
2012 is going to be a 10.
10. Election. Looking forward. Election year, what do you think is going to happen?
Let's see. I think you're going to get Barack Obama is going to be reelected.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's not going to be a landslide victory. I think there's lots of people out there who are afraid and don't like Obama and that sort of thing.
Right.
But I think what you have on the Republican side is a bit of a meltdown.
It does seem like the people, it's a constant, like, well, right now, currently, it's obviously, it's Mitt Romney, mm-hmm. and then the flavor of the week.
Right.
And then people actually get to taste that flavor, and they're like, oh, that's not very good.
I think maybe Romney has sort of enough middle of the roadness to him to actually win in the general election. But I have a feeling that, like, you've got Donald Trump out there saying he might run for president. You've got guys like Ron Paul who are, you know, different enough that he could potentially be a third party, or he could win the Republican primary, in which case you would have a very distinct choice between Obama and Ron Paul, whereas between Obama and Mitt Romney, it's sort of like, okay, you sort of have, you know, slight variations on the theme. But overall, my prediction is Obama wins, but it's, you know, it remains to be seen what can come up. If I think the Republican Party, there was sort of an implosion at the end of the Bush era. You know, everybody was like, oh, Bush, like, this guy really effed it up. And, you know, the economy is collapsing. Housing prices are collapsing. Blah, blah, blah. This is really bad. Obama came in and things didn't immediately turn around. And so there was a boost. And then you got the whole Tea Party thing.
Yeah.
And they were like, boom, we're in. 2010 election or whatever. They got all these guys in. And now I think that it's like there was the beginning of the implosion and it was stalled. And now it's like, okay, wait, actually, the Republican Party is having a full-on implosion. And there's...
It seems like part of the problem is the Republican Party is full of horrible people. Or at least the people that they choose to represent them are just horrible people. You know, it's like, it might be that there's a reasonable Republican out there. Like, they talk about John Huntsman as being, like, a normal, like, reasonable guy. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, you look at Newt Gingrich. He's, like, just a horrible person. He's a horrible, like, person.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Michelle Bachmann is crazy.
Yeah.
She's right? Crazy. Sarah Palin is crazy.
Yeah. Well, she seems like a super climber.
Yeah, I mean, she has no, like, content. She has no actual ideas.
Right.
She has no idea what she's doing. She's just an idiot.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, who was the other flavor of the week that just recently... Oh, Herman Cain is crazy. And an idiot. And a horrible person. all those three things, right? It's like...
Right. You've got... I think you're two people to sort of watch in the Republican Party who... I don't think they're terrible people at all. They're probably decent people. Are Mitt Romney and... Ron Paul. And
Ron
they're
Paul,
different.
I think Ron Paul has a little bit of Herman Cain in him, and we just haven't seen it yet. It's just like, you know, you can find things that he said which are just like, that's crazy.
Yeah.
There's things that were like, you know, the problem is when somebody is crazy, you know, like, they'll say stuff that, like, makes sense. You know, it's like, you'll get somebody up there and be like, we should, you know, tax the rich. Yeah. We should get all troops out of foreign countries. Yeah. We should, you know, and, like, do all these things. And then the next thing he'll say is, like, you know, we should make women wear, you know, burkas. Like, oh! Like, and I'm not saying that he said that particular thing, but there's plenty of things where he said it's like, you had me until you said that.
Until, like, you're like...
And it's like, not only do I not agree with that, that points to a larger, like, problem.
Yeah.
You know, that you don't trust... something. You know, there's some sort of like he's like very anti-Federal Reserve and all this stuff. And it's like, you know, okay, fine. There are problems with Federal Reserve, whatever you can like say, but it's like to like just, he wants to like get rid of a bunch of like department, like, you know.
Or he wants to like slash all these federal, he wants to get rid of public education.
Right, right. It's like, see, that is a problem.
Yeah.
You know, and I don't, it's just.
But here's the thing, there's a consistency in his beliefs.
No, and that's fine, and that's fine.
Which I think, you know, is, that puts him above many politicians.
Yeah, but I mean, sometimes I'd rather have somebody with, like, you know, compromised beliefs than something that's so strong that's going to radically change and destroy the country.
That is possible, yeah.
You know, and I mean, that's my issue with him. I think, like he's, like I said, there's things that just make sense that he says.
Yeah.
You know, especially with regards to, like, wars, you know, and spending our money on them and, like, things like that, and rights, you know, and the Patriot Act and whatever. But then on the other hand, it's like, you want to get rid of public education, huh?
Yeah.
I don't know. Who's gonna educate us? You know, like, can we all? We could all just afford like good education. That's just what's gonna happen. So that's that. I mean, that's, it, like I said, it's like And I mean, the thing that Romney has going for him, he just doesn't say. He's not gonna say anything that's gonna get him in trouble.
Right, and he's probably smart enough to just keep his mouth shut on most things.
Yeah, yeah. So, I think, like, the problem with him is he's Mormon, and all you do is just throw a wedge in that. You know, like, I mean, just tell people what Mormonism is, you know, and like a lot of the Christian people who normally back up the Republican Party are going to like think twice about it.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
And then, you know, it's not like Obama's going to like win their votes. It's just that they're going to be reluctant to go to the polls.
Right.
That's my feeling. I mean, right now, I mean, it's obviously 10 months until the election. But...
Well, I think, and I mean, Obama has probably lost a good amount of support since 2008.
Yeah.
I think, though, that your lack of a
better option
is going to lead to Obama winning. Yeah. That's my prediction.
It'd be nice, you know, like, I mean, I feel like he's made a lot of compromises, which I think are hard for people like me or the Democratic supporters to swallow.
Mm-hmm.
And I think maybe that's why people have sort of, like, lost steam on him. But it might be that, you know, maybe if people see the Republican candidate and it's a really weak candidate, maybe it's Romney, maybe it's Paul, you know, then maybe they'll regain majorities in both houses.
Yeah.
And then maybe we can find out what Obama's really made of, right? I mean, it'd be awesome if, like, he really did want to pass a strong version of healthcare and really did want to pass, you know, a strong version of, like, a tax program which actually gives us revenue positive, and he wants to bolster Social Security and bolster education and all that stuff. Or maybe it turns out that he really does want to, like, increase the problems that, you know, he wants to, like, prop up Wall Street, and he wants to, like, do all these weird, like, drone attacks on, like, Pakistan and, like, weird things like that, and, like, you know, the Patriot Act or whatever. So.
We'll see.
Yeah.
2012, right around the corner.
Yeah, I think it'll be interesting with the election and with the economy. I think those are the two things that are going to, like, make or break next year.
You know what I'm thinking about doing next year?
I do not.
Start a business.
All right. Do you want to tip our hats on? You want to tip your hat on what it could be?
I'm thinking right now it would be sort of a video production.
All right.
That sort of thing.
I hope you have a good grip on that. You would be the best boy for that.
Oh, zing.
You'd be direct to market.
Oh, God. That's getting worse.
All right. Well, you know, let us know how that goes. And if you need any help, I'm there. I'll help you out. I have a stereo microphone.
Thank you. Excellent. Count on it.
All right. Well, maybe we can wrap it up, and I'll edit out a little bit of the rest.
All right. All right. Till next time, good people. This has been the Irregular Search for Truth. I'm Scott.
And I'm Sachin, wishing you a happy new year.
Yeah.